Hello and welcome, Mina Lyster. For us, it's very unconventional and somehow also very exciting to read a book by a Norwegian author, and we are very happy to have the chance of talking to you as well. So could you maybe just say hello to us in your mother tongue?
Hi, Österrike. Dette Mina Lyster. So what I just said was, hi, Austria. This is Mina Lyster. Österrike is Austria in Norwegian.
Have you ever been to Austria? If so, where? And also, could you imagine to give a reading here?
I have been to Austria several times because I have a family in northern Italy. So when I was younger, we used to drive through Europe and go in to northern Italy through Austria. I remember Austria to be very, very beautiful. The mountains. I remember the Tiroler little things that you could buy like in stores. I remember the cozy like mountain restaurants. So for me, it would be lovely to come back to Austria and give a reading. Of course, I would absolutely love to do that. Maybe also you kind of like find yourself to feel a bit at home there because the mountains are so beautiful and we have a lot of mountains in Norway as well.
What is your favorite place to read?
My favorite place to read is at the moment, because I have small children, it is whenever I get the chance to read is a good place to read. So it could be like after they go to sleep at night or during the day if I'm commuting on a bus or a tram or something like that. It's a good place to read. That is the magic of books, I think, that it could just transport you anywhere at any time.
Your book opens with "Faith once could move mountains. Nowadays, hashtags can change the whole world." Do you really believe in that? And in how far can hashtags change the world?
I believe that hashtags can change the world to some degree, but not really. But I think that a lot of people think that they can. And in my book, the teacher especially, Marie's teacher, he is like the really for me like the symbol of a generation that really like emphasizes a bit too much, I think, how important the internet is, because it feels that a lot of people put a bit too much meaning into it. It can feel like you're doing something, but really it's quite passive. So writing something important and just putting a hashtag on it, it's usually not enough to actually make change. So no, I don't believe it, but I believe that a lot of people believe it. But as a part of like a bigger scheme, like a bigger plan to do stuff, I really do believe that social media is a good way to apply pressure to politicians that you want to like change opinions of or something like that. But you need to like have it as a part of something bigger, not just the hashtag, I think. But I think for me, it was important to write something for children or kids that makes a bit of fun of like the whole internet phenomena, because I think it's a bit, I don't know how it is in Austria, but at least in Norway, we're like pushing iPads and we're pushing everything into school from such an early age. And I think probably in retrospect, we're going to regret some of that. So I was trying to make a bit fun of that culture.
You're a blogger yourself. How become and how does it feel to be a public figure? Could you maybe shortly explain to our listeners what a blog is, what it's about, what exactly you're doing if you're a blogger?
I used to blog like years ago. I'm not like a big blogger in Norway. I don't think personally I would be too comfortable to be like a big public figure, because I know people who are, and I see like the ups and downs of that kind of lifestyle. But when I blogged, which is like, you know, I don't know, maybe 6 years ago, and it had quite a big following, but not like really big. But I was like really into vintage dresses, and I had like a very specific genre that I blogged for. A blog is like, for me, it was very photo driven. So you basically, you make stories based on your everyday life, basically. And you just take small bits of that everyday life and you make a post about it. And for me, being into the vintage scene, I had a lot of followers that are equally into the vintage scene. And, you know, we complimented each other on the dresses that we wore and, you know, stuff like that. So it's basically like a platform that you can publish your own posts, and you're your own editor and your own journalist and whatever. And then you either like try to take it a step upwards and like try to live out of it, or you just do it as a hobby, as I did.
Marie, the main character of your book, thinks that she's too boring to become a social media star. How would you describe yourself? Cool, normal, or boring?
I think I'm pretty normal. As a kid, I would probably say boring right now, because I have small children and I'm just most of all being a mom and going to work and then being a mom again. So I'm doing a lot of boring stuff, I would say. Pretty normal. And then I also can be, I don't know, it feels weird to call yourself cool, because I don't feel that cool nowadays. But I really didn't feel cool when I was growing up, because I think maybe that's why Marie is the way she is. I think very, very few kids feel cool. Even the cool kids, I think, don't actually feel that cool, because your self-esteem is so like fragile, and you're still developing your personality, and you're still like trying to figure out where you belong in the world and figure out where you feel the most at home or yourself the most. So I think the most common thing is to feel normal or boring. But I think most people are pretty cool, even though they don't feel like that.
Do you think that the World Wide Web offers a place for everyone, no matter if you're boring or cool?
Yes, I do think that the World Wide Web or the internet offers a place for everyone. And that is the beauty of the internet. Because I think if I had the internet when I was about 13, as Marie is, I would probably feel less alone when I was 13. Because I'm from this small place and I didn't always feel at home with the kids that I grew up with. I was a bit like, I don't know, weird, or like my old clothes that I talked about earlier. I've always been into that. And I think that if I had the opportunity to like connect with people in the way that you can today, it could be like an advantage for me as well. But I think that you really need to learn as a child. I think you also need to learn as an adult how to actually use social media and the internet in a good way, so you don't like get exhausted from it or fall into the wrong ways of dealing with it, because it's very addictive and it's hard to just navigate and use it in a sensible way. But the real, like, the beauty of the internet is that it's a place for everyone, and everyone, no matter how small your interest is, you can find like a community, or you can find information about what you need to know more about.
Do you think that nowadays you are a nobody if you're not online?
No, I don't think that nowadays you are a nobody if you're not online. I really don't think that at all. But I think that a lot of people do. And I think especially a lot of kids do. That they think that you need to like have this big persona in social media, take the good pictures, have like an exciting life to show off. But what you need to know is that the people that, you know, have like, it looks like they have the most exciting life, they're actually just, most of them, I think, really good at just telling about their lives in an exciting way. Because most people, like, you know, there are ups and downs, and you have like mostly normal days and not that full of adventure usually. And if you get into all that comparison about how does your life look in comparison to that one's life, and you can start feeling really bad about yourself and your life. The most, absolutely most important thing is to just be like happy in your everyday life, and then work on that. And then the social media part and the online part is just like, it should be for fun. And if it's no fun, just drop it. That's basically my take on that.
What do you think are the dangers children face on the World Wide Web? and which opportunities does it offer for them?
I think like the most common danger, if you can call it a danger, is that you can get caught up in all the comparison stuff that I talked about now just earlier on. And also you have like a real issue, at least in Norway, with cyberbullying. It's like this new arena where you can talk down to people and be mean to them. And I think it's a bit harder for the parents to like pick up on it because it's on platforms that they are not on as much, or that they don't want to like budge in their child's life, so they don't pick up on what's happening. So that could be like a challenge.
So Mina, at the end, if you want to say something nice to our listeners, feel free to do so.
I think it's so fun that my book is coming out for you to read down it in Austria. It's like, when I think about it, it really, really blows my mind. So please feel free to drop me a note if you read it and you liked it. And I hope you enjoy the book, and I hope it helps you to see that social media is fun, but it's really not that important. So it can be those two things at the same time. Fun, but in the end, not that important. Stay safe, read books. I hope to see you soon in Austria. Bye!